My name's Johnny, and I'm a secondary school teacher. I'm married to my wonderful wife, Karis, and we have a son whose name is Paul. This is our first carol service as parents, and it's a different experience being a parent at a carol service compared to not being a parent, I'm finding. There's a lot more just cheesy snacks and other things which are being fed in the whole experience than there was 2 years ago when we went to our last carol service. It's a real joy to be speaking to you this afternoon or this evening. You're especially welcome if you're not part of Grace Church. Obviously, you are welcome if you are part of Grace Church as well. But if you're not, it's just an absolute pleasure to have you here. It's really wonderful. I believe that there are little activity packs, unless I'm just completely making this up, in which case that's not going to be much help. But if you've got kids, then feel free to give them those. And there's like word searches and bits of colouring, I think, that can be done as well. Someone just shout me down if I'm just making that up, though. So I love Christmas. Christmas is hands down my favourite time of the year. I do feel a little bit of a kid when it comes to Christmas. I just absolutely love it. I am still at my parents' house. I have my stocking from when I was a very young child, which is, it's a Buzz Lightyear blue stocking. And still when I get it out at my mum and dad's house, I'm just breathe it in, give it a smell. It is just a wonderful experience, which takes me back to many years of enjoying Christmas. And as I'm sure many of you are, I'm looking forward to coming together with family this Christmas as well. Last year, our Christmas plans were cancelled. We had to meet my in-laws, who we were supposed to be spending Christmas Day with, just like on a random street in Midhurst, which was about halfway through. And we exchanged the gifts that we were supposed to be exchanging on Christmas Day so that we could then open them on Zoom on Christmas Day. And everyone loves Zoom. Hopefully this year, we're going to be able to come together at Christmas, actually in person. We love to come together around the Christmas tree. We love to exchange gifts, give presents, receive presents, see the smile on people's faces when we give them something that we've thought about and hopefully got right. We love to come together around the Christmas dinner table. I wonder what your favourite part of Christmas dinner is. I imagine that it would be something like pigs in blankets. Mine is bread sauce. Do we have any other bread sauce fans here? It's great that you're here. Do you know, you are welcome. Because bread sauce, I think literally last year I had a sachet of bread sauce all to myself. I just obviously had it with the milk and stuff. But it's just outstanding. What an addition to the Christmas meal. We also love to come together around the TV as well. We've got our traditional Christmas films that we love to watch. My personal favourite is The Grinch. I could quote that all day long, but I shan't. My in-laws, it's A Muppet Christmas Carol, which is also a good one. Die Hard, the Christmas classic, all the family just absolutely loving it. We love to come together at Christmas. I do, however, have one issue with Christmas, which I had to address a little bit earlier this month, which is, I might call it the Christmas fear, which is, what if Christmas does not live up to my incredibly high expectations for it in 2021? Which I know is not the most happy and joyful thing to say at a Christmas carol service, but potentially you might know that feeling as well, that feeling of like all the hype, and then what if it doesn't live up? At least that's how I experience Christmas sometimes as well. The good thing is that I think in the passage that Sienna has just wonderfully read for us, we can see that actually our happiness and contentment around the Christmas period doesn't actually have to come from coming together around the Christmas tree or around the Christmas dinner table or around the TV. But actually it can come from something all year round which is much more rooted and steady. My question is there something better that we can come together around at Christmas than the Christmas tree or the Christmas table or the TV? And I think actually in that short passage that we've just read, the answer is a resounding yes. So that passage was written by a doctor. His name was Luke, and he lived in the first century. And he basically wanted to write an account of the life of Jesus Christ. And so he got to gather lots of sources and chatted to people who'd seen Jesus and knew him and just put them all together and made this account of his life that you can read in a couple of hours, a couple of episodes of The Crown or your other favourite Netflix series. And so he reports that there was this group of shepherds who were tending their sheep outside the hills of a Judean town called Bethlehem, and suddenly an angel appears to them. And it's interesting that he says that their reaction was to be terrified, which, when you think about it, probably would be your reaction if you were with sheep outside of Bethlehem and suddenly this stunningly glowing angel appears to you. I imagine you probably would be pretty frightened. But the angel's got good news for them. The angel says to them this. The angel says, "Don't be afraid, because I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." And I just want to spend a couple of minutes looking at this statement from this angel. "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." I'm going to break it down into two parts. Firstly, the good news part. Like, what is that? What is the good news that the angel is talking about there? And then this all the people part. Is this really good news for everyone, no matter who you are? So first of all, the good news. Is there something much greater to gather around this Christmas than the tree or table or TV? If there is, then surely it's got to be pretty, pretty good. Because the Grinch and bread sauce and exchanging gifts on Christmas Day are pretty wonderful things. The angel actually tells them what the good news is that they can expect. The angel says, "Today in the town of David," which the shepherds would have understood to be Bethlehem, "a baby has been born to you." He actually says a saviour has been born to you. And it's a bit interesting that actually the baby being born is good news. That's always good news when a baby's born. But why for these shepherds who are just sitting on these hills around Bethlehem, why would it be a good news that this baby has been born in a stable and is currently lying in a manger? It's because Luke says that this baby is not just a normal human baby. This is actually God who's been born as a little baby boy. The creator of humanity is now wrapped up in less than 10 pounds of human flesh. The one who designed and made the stars is now being breastfed and is falling asleep and struggling to keep their eyes open. God has stepped into the story of the world. And the angel says that this God baby is a savior. It says, "Today in the town of David, a savior has been born to you." This baby Jesus is apparently going to save people. Now, you and I, we know that we are less than perfect. We're less than perfect friends and colleagues. We lose it with our kids and our partners. We know deep down that we don't measure up at all to the standards that society says we're supposed to have of ourselves. But the good news is that Luke says that Jesus has been born to save people from themselves. He lives a perfect life and eventually he dies. And the whole purpose of this is to save humans from their wrongdoing. Jesus dies eventually and he's punished for all of the wrongdoing and all the bad stuff that humans do. And actually he doesn't just then lead us to be able to be forgiven by God, but then actually he allows the way for humans, for you and I, to be friends with God, to be family with him, for God to say, "Look, here's a seat at my table. Would you come and eat and hang out with me and know me? I would love to know you more." What good news that we can think about this Christmas, that God has sent Jesus to be born as a baby so that we can have peace with him, so we can have friendship with him. Like Neil, we can know his just comfort and his love, his joy, even when we go through the most difficult and most hard of life circumstances. And we could then make an objection at this point, and we could ask, well, okay, so this seems like good news, but is that really good news for everyone? Because that would be a bit of a crazy assumption to make. And actually, the angel gives us the answer. The angel says, "Don't be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people, for everyone." As was said in our poem a few minutes ago, actually, our society is very fractured, isn't it? Like, there's so many things for us to disagree on. COVID, our government is a pretty hot one at the moment for people to disagree on. Injustice in our nation. Sometimes it's like the only thing which truly binds us all together as a country is that we just live on the same island, which is not really a great start. What if there was something good that was available to everyone? Something good that promises to bring unity and not division. And the angel says that the birth of Jesus Christ is good news for everyone. It's literally anyone who can come and can have relationship and friendship with God. The well-to-do and the down and out, the outwardly successful and the addict, the one who's going places and the one who just feels like they're at the end of themselves. The joyful-hearted, the heartbroken, you and I. The good news of Christmas is really and truly good news for everyone. And so Christmas is more about more than coming together around a tree or a table or a TV. It's about coming and having the opportunity to have friendship and relationship with God. Whatever you've done, whoever you are, there's a place for you at God's table this Christmas. Now, you might agree or disagree with what I've said, and that is absolutely fine. But my question to you would be to ask the question, what if? What if that is true? What if there is more to Christmas than trees and tables and TVs? What if it really is that we can have friendship and know the God who made us? And if anything that I've said is today piqued an interest, then you'll find that you've got an incredibly high-tech little piece of card which has got a QR code on it. I actually had to Google how to use QR codes on my phone to be able to follow this up. But if you're interested to learn more, even if you're not interested to learn more, what you can do is you can follow this QR code. If you don't know how to do that, you can look up instructions. It's apparently not that difficult because I managed to do it. And it will take you to a website called Uncover John, and there you can read the account of Jesus' life, quite similar to Luke's one. It was written by a guy called John. He was one of Jesus' best friends, and sometime after Jesus died, he basically wrote an account of Jesus' life. For people like you and I who had never met Jesus in the flesh and just told these stories about his life. It'll take you about as long to read as a single viewing of Home Alone, which I did have to Google. I don't know how Home Alone, how long it is off the top of my head. But I'd argue it's time well spent. If you read about 10 minutes of it every day, you'd finish it by the end of 21. So there you go. My encouragement is take it away with you. Give it a read. It could change your life. There are videos and comments on it to explain and kind of enlighten bits of it as well. And secondly, I'd also like to personally invite you to an event that we're running in a couple of weeks' time called Stories of Grace. It's going to be here at 10 a.m. on Sunday the 16th of January. And what's going to be happening is that basically, much like Neil has done today, and Neil's actually going to be speaking again that morning, giving some more of his story, there are going to be different people from Grace Church who are going to just be coming up and talking about what God has done in their lives this year, in 2021 or previously. These people are just going to be talking about what's been happening in their lives, the good bits, the bad bits, the in-between bits. And I would just like to say that you are so welcome. We would absolutely love to have you with us. There's tea and biscuits and coffee afterwards as well, which is a little plug. And I always find that that is a great reason to go to pretty much anything. It would be great to have you there, is the bottom line. In a moment, I'm going to pray. But after I've prayed, we're going to listen to a song. So when I've finished praying, we'll just go straight into it. And the song is called Come to Jesus. And it's performed by a few members of Grace Church who are much more musically talented than I am. And I just wanted to finish by reading the first verse of this song, which I think just expresses the offer so well of what we have available to us this Christmas time. Which is that if we come to Jesus, then he is going to give us peace and love and joy unconditionally wherever we are. So I'll read it and then I'll pray and then we'll watch. The first verse says, come to Jesus, all who labor, from your strivings come and cease. Weary traveler, bring your burdens to the newborn Prince of Peace. Come to Jesus, all who sorrow, in his name we find relief. There is healing for our struggle. He is comfort for our grief. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you that you were born as a baby. I thank you that your birth is good news, not just for the great and the good, but for me and all of us. And I pray that you would bless us this Christmas and you would help each of us to know your friendship and love this Christmas time and in 2022. Amen.